Welcome to the Clear Shots Podcast with Seth Skinner and Jake Jones.
Hey guys, Seth from Clear Shots, and today you're going to hear part three of our episode with Cass. What they do is they get this guy to eat the ingredients of a cake, and then he throws them up into a cake pan, and then they bake it, and then they eat it. So it's like Charity McDennis?
Yeah. Give them the death penalty.
Then the sequel.
Penalty.
The sequel, right? Penalty.
Give them the death penalty.
The sequel is they do the same thing, but then they shave one of the guys' heads and put that in the cake and bake it and eat it.
Great.
And the third one.
Why do they like cakes? What is the obsession with cake?
Vomit cake?
The third one is the best one.
Yeah.
It's called human cake.
They poop?
No, human cake.
They made a
human meat.
They get other YouTubers and other celebrities to donate fingernails, pubic hair, bodily fluids.
No.
And then they throw that into the cake pan after having the ingredients vomited into it, and then they bake that and eat it.
I don't want these people to exist.
It's okay. One of them is an R&B singer now, and then the other two are kicked out of YouTube, basically, so you don't have to worry about it anymore, Cass.
It's still there.
It is still there.
I have a big problem with YouTube demonetizing accounts, personally.
They wouldn't let me, like, monetize this one video of me snorting a peppermint, even though it had 30,000 views.
You just tangle.
Wait, is that still on
more.
YouTube?
On mine. It's, like, blocked from you guys.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
A peppermint?
Like you know those chalky mints you get at a
Get rid of the video? Like, not
yeah,
get
like
rid
the ones
video,
that are left on hotel pillows?
Yeah.
You snorted one of those.
I put it on my YouTube.
So it's, like, unlisted, basically.
Yeah. And then it got 30,000 views, and then I was going to go skate across America, and I was like, you know what? I don't want this to be the first thing that people see when they look me up.
Right.
But, yeah, I labeled it longest line ever snorted, and it was literally, if you made a line go around this, it was literally this big around like a horseshoe, and I did all of it.
At once?
I feel like I've seen it.
Not one rail, but I did like
I think I've seen
it.
I was going to say that sounds like something I've seen you do.
And then I did like inchworms of the rest of it.
I feel like I've seen you snort.
That was like the last thing I ever snorted. People want me to do wasabi.
You should come out of retirement, dude. I think you should come out of retirement.
I can't smell anymore. I'm smell blind.
Right, so what's the, you know, you can't do any more damage to it.
No, it can. I already smell things that aren't there a lot of the time, or I just don't smell things at all.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, and
you know,
things
I smelled
taste
my beard
different
earlier,
now.
And it smelled like maple syrup, and I haven't had maple syrup in fucking forever. So yeah. I don't know where that came from. Maybe I snorted too much.
I've done many different things of snorting. I've snorted, you know, those. Those game cigars. I snorted the guts out of a game twice. Snorted multiple cigarettes before.
Plays it again.
Just to make sure I got the reaction.
Out of the crowd.
Yeah, I love those YouTube videos that are half a second long. Don't need to be on YouTube. They literally can just be a GIF. Or like, you could just make them a GIF.
No,
I mean, yeah, you don't have the impact.
It has to be a Webm.
Yeah, like the
Webm.
Dude, I remember when Webms first came out, and they completely blew my mind.
Right.
You were having compressed video at 1080p with high-quality audio at a fraction
of the cost.
MP4.
Yeah.
And there hasn't been any single technological innovation that's affected my life at all since.
Mm. Really?
Except for like maybe
Teslas.
Teslas, yeah.
I got my RuneScape character, everything level 40.
Yeah, we were talking about this the other time. Cass and I were together. RuneScape? He's working on everything to get to...
Are you playing RuneScape Classic?
Level. Yeah, old school. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's fun. Level 85 is only... Yeah, you can get it on.
I tried to, and it wouldn't like...
Well, it works now.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll try it again.
What type of phone do you have?
Galaxy S6.
Is that like an Android? Motorola Razr.
Yeah, I had it downloaded, but like it wasn't letting me log into my character, which was weird. Even though I like reset my password a bunch of times and shit. I was like, you know what? Maybe you gotta start.
You mean a character that you had before?
No, I was just gonna start a new one.
Try a new one. Okay. Hmm.
So I was like, well, I'll wait until they figure this out.
Yeah, there was a few months where it was only certain phones. Now I think they've opened it up more. But I've mostly been playing on my laptop, and then once I get something to grind on,
I would probably do it on my phone. Computer. Yeah.
But level 85 is only a quarter of the way to level 99. Level 92 is halfway.
Yeah, I hate when games do that.
I love it.
I mean, I fucking just hit max level in Pokemon Go. That took me since it came out.
So wow. That's wait, 2012 max level
40. Yeah.
No, it was like 2015. It was after I dropped out of college.
14, yeah, I remember 14, I came back from 15. My trip and everybody was about Pokemon Go.
I guarantee you it's 2015.
I think it shows me my
because it's
day.
About 10 years after 300 came out.
When did 300 come out?
05.
I think we've said when 300 comes out in every episode for since like the then. Last.
Since you guys fucking criticized. Have you seen the podcast recently?
No.
Seth and whoever the other guest is. Make fun of me because of the way I keep track of when things happen. I keep track of...
Before 300 and after 300.
Yeah. Well, it's just on the basis of one story, and apparently that's now how I keep track of stuff. But if you were like, hey, Jake, what were you doing in 2011? And I think to myself, okay, well,
a wonderful world.
Oh, it was 16.
Was 300?
2016 was Pokemon Go.
Okay, so it was around 10 years after 300.
July, I think, in 2016.
I don't fucking care.
So it took me a while, though. That's the thing. That's the point,
that's
though,
about
is
two
like
and a half years.
When you get to a certain level, like the grind gets wicked fucking long. Like level 20 to 21 is like basically you going from level 1 to 8.
Yep.
Yeah.
With RuneScape, like every couple levels, the experience doubles. That you need to get to the next level, so every level gets bigger and bigger.
So you really have to cut down trees and
farm
ore.
Yep.
Copper ore.
Yep, I'm level 62.
How much wood do you have, though?
I sold it all. I did have a few thousand, oak logs and stuff. I'm not up to able to chop down yew logs or whatever.
I would just be farming for fucking... I kind of remember it, and like I feel like there were certain things you were going for, like certain runes, and you would have requirements of like this ore, and then this thing and this thing, and you'd have to go combine them or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But I never understood what the actual goal was.
Just to get everything to level 99 or whatever.
That's it.
And there's a bunch of quests too that you can do and get more experience and. Doing quests makes it so that you don't have to grind as much. Just gives you a bunch of experience, and like you could just do a quest for like a couple hours rather and get 18,000 experience rather.
I used to just go to the bars. There was a pub, and then you could just like drink beer, I guess.
Yep.
And waste your money.
Yeah, I've already gone further than I ever did before when I had a character.
Like, I'm sure I would now too, which is weird because I feel like I played it a lot.
Yeah. And now I have like a game for or a mind for.
Yeah, like I have like a grasp of what I have to do and shit.
Before that I was just like, all right, go at it, like whatever. And
back then
I didn't even know.
I'm just gonna click on
up.
All these trees 17 times.
Yep. It's like, oh, I need an axe, and then go get an axe or whatever, and then
that's why I don't remember at all what the point of the game was.
Yeah, just to level up, get it all to 99.
Yeah, and it's then just like real life. You just you level up. That's all the key is.
I was actually like at work the other day, and I was like pouring sauce into a thing, and I was just like, every time I do this, like I'm just getting more experience
points. Yeah,
There's
an app that I saw one time where like you could like keep track of everything you do throughout the day, and it would give you experience. Like, so it was like a life points system, which is kind of cool. It's almost a motivating thing to be like, oh, you get this much XP for a workout or whatever. Yeah,
Danny just found this like game online where like it reminds you to do stuff around your house.
Yeah, like if you're sitting for too long, it'll tell you like to get up and do something or whatever.
Yeah, and like every time you go, say, you set a bunch of things for yourself to do, and then every time you do something, you get like 10 coins and you can go play this game or do whatever. And shit, it was just like the other day when she was doing that, but I haven't
really seen. I mean, I like the idea.
Yeah, it's a cool idea. It was cute.
It also kind of, you know, it turns that mindset into a bit of a drive for something in real life.
Yeah.
Is that any different from the instant gratification people get from a lot of things, though?
No, but what I'm saying is, like, kids who are accustomed to playing a ton of video games and they like the reward system of, like, leveling and getting XP and, like, feeling like they're working towards something. If you have something like that, it's kind of like it's almost an external reward system, as weird as that is.
Yeah.
Because there is an internal reward system. Like, you obviously get one when you complete something in life, you know, but it's, I think people like to look at stuff, stats and shit, you know, like, yeah, this is cool. Like, I did this workout or whatever, or like I made this food, or I fucking did this or whatever. You kind of, the one I was looking at kind of like lets you log basically everything you do, which is fucking crazy. You get experience just for doing things in life. So it was like a motivating app is what it was.
Is the one for jerking off?
I don't think.
That'd probably be a reward after you like clean up something. Well,
you could use like
yourself.
Like you could use like a pedometer app, you know, and just like tape your phone to the back of your hand, and then as you jerk off, you get steps.
Like the Pokey Walker.
Right. Yeah.
The entire time when I left, I had to pee really bad, and there was somebody in the bathroom, so I waited at the top of the stairs. And as your dad left the bathroom, Sean went in. So I'm like, oh, I'm back, and I have to pee so bad. And I'm not about to go in the basement.
You could have done another flight of stairs and just gone down there.
Can I just go into the basement and pee?
You could if you want.
How cold is it down there?
Really cold.
Figure it out.
All right, I'll be back.
Oh, you still didn't? I thought you like
it. No, I didn't pee. I waited. No, because as soon as your dad left the bathroom, Sean went in.
And you should have called it, dude. You got to get in line.
Take a number.
Yeah. They should have like a hat that you draw a number out of. There's like a queue line. No, it's like Roller Coaster Tycoon. There's just a queue line. I love Roller Coaster Tycoon because you can see everybody's thoughts. Like you click on each character and they're like, I'm hungry. I'm lost. And they always get lost even though you have footpaths for them to walk on. And for some reason, the humans in that game don't know how to walk unless there's a footpath.
Mm-hmm.
They only know how to walk on footpaths.
I can't do it. It hasn't been done before.
Yeah. That was Twitter before there was Twitter. It was Roller Coaster Tycoon. You just click on their thoughts. I don't know, man. Fucking eventually, I just think that's what's going to be.
We're like, all in a video instant game.
Twitter shit. There's a South Park episode like where Alec Baldwin had like some shit installed in his head because he was like so full of himself that he thought everybody wanted to hear his thoughts all the time. So it was like a Twitter for just Alec Baldwin's thoughts.
Apparently they have this thing where it was able to, like, they put it on somebody's head and it can guess what you want to like write or whatever, or what you're thinking. You just got to like think about it hard.
So. See, when they do that, once they can finally do that, then the fucking lie detectors and shit will actually be accurate.
Yeah.
Because they're...
Maybe. You just got to be able to control what you're thinking about.
I mean, right now, the reason that they're not accurate is because it does... It tracks... Like, basically when you're nervous or, like, when you're thinking about the fact that you're lying and shit, yeah, like that. Not necessarily the fact that it is not a fact.
Yeah. Well, then you have people that are really good at lying by lying to themselves.
They just stay calm about it. I was going to say. They kind of believe it themselves.
If you convince yourself, that's the best way to lie. Yeah. Because then you...
And it won't come up in a polygraph. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. The best way to lie is to lie to yourself. Right. That's why I don't diet.
You're like, yeah, I'm in shape. Yeah. You try to do a backflip, like you're doing jumping jacks. You well, do I don't like think, one I don't and a half jumping jack, and you're like,
I don't think a backflip is like the fucking the bell curve.
Well, that's how you know you're in shape.
Apparently,
if you can backflip. Now, if you can do more than one and a half jumping jacks, you're in shape.
That's it.
Yeah,
one and a half.
Yeah. I don't even know how you do a half, because like I feel like a jumping jack is like
you fall you can't on really, your face.
Yeah, yeah. You just let yourself ragdoll halfway through it.
Flop.
I did finally pee, and wow, that took a while.
Yeah, sometimes like I like the ones that are like not really hard streams.
It's just a consistent
just long ones. And it's weird because you feel like you're empty and you're still going.
Yeah. You kind of impress yourself. That's how I just felt right now.
Yeah. It's like when you get a really long turd, but the ones that are like one piece.
I was going to say the other day I took a shit and it was, I thought it was like just, the thing is that you think it's one like the size of like a softball.
Right.
But it's actually a skinnier one that's like the size of like a foot long sub or like a couple sausage links together. And I remember
it's always deceiving. I stood up
and I wiped and I like tossed the tissue in and I look in and I'm like, that was all one chunk.
Right.
And then I'm like, I can't flush this. I tried anyway. Yeah. Bad, big mistake. I flush it and it was like the toilet was like glug, 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 gears grinding.
They should figure out a different shape for toilets, because like if you have a really big turd, the way that toilets are shaped now, they break it. It kind of busts it in half, you know.
Yeah, they're the elbow.
Yeah, it needs to be like a tube delivery system of some sort. Yeah, like almost suctiony. Yeah,
like a Matamata turtle.
Like you should be able to poop
one of
right
those things
down
at a bank where like you're giving the teller the tube.
Yeah,
You just poop out the first couple
and it
inches,
goes
and then
in
it
a tube, and then it door closes, and then it sends it.
You know, all they need is those.
It doesn't make
all
a
they need is those for people.
Yeah.
Why don't they have those for people, dude? That's it. That's all you need.
Fucking send it. Dude.
That's what Elon wants, right?
Rail guns, and then you put everything in chili or like a form of like.
Huh?
Jelly. So then, when you shoot something from a railgun, then when it like lands, then it like has some impact. It won't get crushed by like the impact. They're really thinking about
rail
this.
Jelly railgun.
What? So like, I thought we were talking about big turds, dude.
We're talking about sending stuff.
Oh, okay.
It's all about sending things, really.
It's just a delivery system, is what we're gonna agree on.
Then it's like a bunch of like I don't know, like a bunch of padding around it. So then
railguns shoot through walls, don't they?
In like a jello. Yeah, they can shoot through anything.
They're pretty real? Fucking ridiculous. Yeah.
Railguns are no joke. I bet you they made some satellites that have railguns on them. And then they're going to use them as like a fake UFO invasion thing where they're like, whoa. Fake UFO invasion.
You're breathing so heavily into that microphone.
Real guns.
It sounds like he's like having a panic attack over real guns.
Yep, I am.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. no resistance. Metal, no shit.
Yep, just fucking doesn't lose velocity at all. Holy shit, it even shoots in slow motion. What would you need to shoot with this?
The world.
Like, what's the target?
Giant balls. You would need to, before you shot.
Well, I guess this is good for when Godzilla comes out, right?
Yeah, this is what they want for when they go against Godzilla.
So how does it work? It gets to a certain distance and then it shoots a second time?
I don't really know how it works, really. But I know they shoot really fast. And, like, you can keep on loading it up as much as you have ammunition, and it won't overheat and stuff.
Right.
You just... and just keep sending.
Jesus. I mean...
I was going to say, the best railgun of all time is in...
Because the one in Halo, you got to charge up, and then it's like...
That's the Spartan laser, right?
Well, there's a railgun in 5. Or I think... In 4, too, I think.
I was going to say...
There's one in Titanfall for the Titans. Like, it's always in games, it's always it charges and then when it hits max, like right at the peak, that's when you want to release it.
A railgun is a device that uses electromagnetic force to launch high velocity projectiles by means of a sliding armature that is accelerated along a pair of conductive rails. So right. As it's going down the barrel, it picks up more speed, basically, right?
Probably. It's yes. It's sending it like a maglev train, from what I'm guessing.
Right, and okay, there's no resistance in the chamber. Fucked. There's no resistance in the
that's
chamber.
That's fucking terrifying. That'll destroy anything. Like a 50 caliber alone will kill a building.
Right. Like, well, that's the thing is, like, the longer the barrel is, the more resistance the faster it would be. But with a railgun, yeah, there's no resistance, so it just can keep speeding up velocity-wise. Yep. I mean, unless you're shooting a 50 cal, which... Those things, I mean, they just have a ton of power anyway. But that's why when you put, like, a compensator on a weapon of some sort, or a suppressor or something, it slows the velocity, because it's got further to travel.
They had stuff during World War II that was, like, just a giant speaker, and it would produce a frequency that would make people feel like they're, like, 60 feet underwater, and then, like, back to normal, like... some odd times a second, and it would make people like pass out within like 5 seconds of listening to it.
So it changes the pressure, your internal pressure somehow?
Ear pressure, everything. Like,
yeah, because your ears work on it's like your balance and stuff, right? Yeah. So they can probably fuck with it like that.
And then they also have stuff where they can like make it feel like people are on fire, where they just like point the frequency at it, and they can put them on top of like a Humvee. It's just like a satellite dish, and like you got a big crowd of people running towards you. You just, it's pretty much like it microwaves them for like a little bit, and it just makes them feel incredible pain on the surface of your skin to the point where you cannot focus on what you're running towards.
It's like it's like a superpowered taser.
Yeah.
Do they have one that makes it feel like you're getting eaten by bed bugs?
Damn.
Right.
Yeah, that'd suck. It'd be really itchy.
No, they should have one that's like SIDS.
They should have one that makes you feel like you ate a colossal burger.
But they just shit their pants and fall asleep.
They're just like a lethargic shit. Is all of a sudden they like lay down holding their stomach, vomit, and they're not hungry at all, but they are again in 20 minutes because the MSG. That's a good weapon, dude. If you could make people feel like they ate Chinese food or something. Like, that's so genius. Because, I mean, not only are you getting the immediate effect of, like, a stomach issue, but you also, like, know they're going to be hungry in 20 minutes.
Yeah, so they don't want to fight at all because they're super hungry.
They're like, what the fuck? Where's the Chinese food? They want their leftovers.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I don't know. What? Oh, go ahead.
It's kind of crazy to look back at history and a lot of countries that are trying to get taken over by other countries or their own country. There's something going on.
Wait, they're trying to get taken over or they're trying to repel?
I mean, they're working on it.
Well, I mean, like, another country's coming in and they're taking over, okay. Or you got, like, some internal takeover going on. Mm-hmm. And they use pretty much, like, opium and heroin, like, to weaken the masses first.
That's the goal, really. I mean, once you're hooked on that shit, you don't really care about who's controlling you.
Hey, once they're weak, that's when you want to get them when they're weak.
And that's what they did in, like, Vietnam and stuff. They would, the soldiers, they'd get them hooked, like the U.S. soldiers, on heroin.
Yeah. And it's amazing how not fair wars are. Nobody ever agrees on rules.
Fuck rules.
I mean, they do. There's not supposed to be chemical warfare, right? But
fuck
who's
that.
To stop it?
Yeah.
Well, that was the problem with Syria, was that he was using chemical warfare on the people that were protesting him. Assad, right?
Doesn't matter. I don't know if that's true. They fucked him with a sword, though. Like, up his butt.
Yeah, they did.
They killed him with a sword up his butt.
Was it a sword or, like, a dagger? I sword. Thought it was, like, really?
It was a sword.
What?
Yeah, they gave it to him good.
That's how they killed him. Assad or whatever?
When
no, what was his
Hillary's
name?
Clinton's, like...
Hillary's Clinton.
Hillary's Clinton's.
Hillary's Clinton.
Hillary's Clinton.
There's multiple of them. She's got clones.
It's her Clinton. It's Hillary's Clinton.
What the fuck was his name?
Bill.
No, I mean the guy they fucked
William,
with a sword.
William Clinton.
Oh,
fuck. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Gaddafi.
Yeah.
Gaddafi.
Yep.
I was going to say Khaled al-Assad, but that's from something else. I think that's from Call of Duty.
They did fuck him with a sword, yeah.
Yeah. Khaled
al-Assad. He was pretty beat up from what I saw.
Yeah.
He was like bleeding and such.
Yeah.
I mean, at too. That point, it's like you're pretty much dead. So yep. He knew he was.
Yeah, we're pretty crazy. We're just Saudi Arabia's bulldog.
Oh, yeah. Khaled al-Assad was the bad guy in Call of Duty 4.
Because what happened is we got rid of the gold standard in the 70s or so. And then ever since then, we were like, yo,
Bitcoin.
use the U.S. currency as the petrodollar.
Yeah.
And ever since then... So then everyone has to exchange in U.S. currency.
Or Bitcoin.
And then that's why we're hooked on fossil fuels.
Yeah.
And also, like, we're pretty close to, like, we're just on the whim of, like, Saudi Arabia being, like, we're just doing all their wars for them out in the Middle East.
Yeah.
That's all we're doing.
It's all really...
I've read that, we were talking about the other day about how there's going to be a proxy war in South America soon between...
Or Africa, you mean?
Yeah, that too. But there was going to be... There's rumors and rumblings of one in Venezuela.
Oh. Yep, okay, yeah.
Because Russia and... Because Venezuela is fucked, but they have a lot of crude oil, but they don't have the technology to refine it. And
Britain has, like, billions of dollars that is technically, like, belongs to Venezuela.
Yeah.
And they're just holding it from them. Otherwise... they'd be still one of the richest countries in the world.
Yeah, it's something like the, Venezuela, what was it? Britain paid Venezuela for their oil, and Venezuela didn't have the means to extract it.
They would so have no like use for it.
They're,
almost,
they're
like,
keeping the money,
right?
And China and Russia want to go to Venezuela to get the oil, and now all of a sudden the U.S. and the rest of NATO is like, you know what? No. Because the guy that's running Venezuela is a piece of shit. But we were talking about this the other day. I don't know who the fuck to listen to anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, is the guy running Venezuela bad? Or are people saying that because they want him out of there because he's siding with Russia and China? Mm-hmm. Like, who's the bad guy? Like, I was talking about how scared I
bet if
I am
you were in Venezuela, you probably would think he was a good guy.
But, like, but we were talking about how, I think Danny brought it up about how China, or one of you two brought it up about how China is going into really bad parts of Africa and helping out with infrastructure and money and stuff like that. But when you listen to American and, you know, American tabloids and American journalists and stuff, it's like, oh, China is taking over Africa. Mm-hmm. But in reality, China is going in and teaching them how to become, you know, for lack of a better term, more civilized and giving them, you know, technology and money and resources in exchange for their natural resources, which really doesn't seem like a bad thing unless you're paranoid about China taking over the world.
I mean, that's what everybody's always scared about, somebody taking over.
But I feel like really when I was thinking about this, it's like, is there really going to be a World War III? Because I feel like that everybody is at this
water,
this mutually assured destruction. Like as soon as America or China or Russia are provoked enough, shit's going down.
Yeah, one of the big boys on the planet.
I think one of them is going to fuck everything up, and nuclear fallout is no joke.
Yeah.
We're going to be fighting rad roaches and
that's why
shit.
We don't have space wars.
It's a matter of the country. Yeah, the country fuck everybody up. The country that has nuclear warfare, or the country that has nukes and doesn't give a fuck if they die, is the country you want to be scared of.
Which is China.
Yeah.
Which is China.
So you don't want to...
North Korea.
Yeah, North Korea. Well...
They're dumb enough to do it if Kim Jong-un is that dumb.
His idea is... He probably wants to rule the world. I mean, that's his... Yeah. I mean, he's doing it there, essentially. But, I mean, it's like, if you have control of that area that strictly, like he already has, what more do you need?
Yeah.
Like, no one's interfering, really.
And that's my idea with Russia and China, too. It's like, does China really want to control the world? Like,
they're smart. China is fucking smart. What they did while everyone else was going to war, they just kind of, like, stayed in the back.
And right.
When was the last time that China actually went to a war that wasn't, like, some bordering country of China that they just took over?
Right. Like, I think it's just... Do you really need to rule the world when you already have control of such a large
China
part
took
of...
the next Dalai Lama. The guy that's supposed to be the next Dalai Lama, he's in China's custody. They went up to the temple and just took him.
No shit.
Yeah, and we're not doing anything about
that. Did you see
that.
The thing about how...
they're like, yeah, we're just going to take you. So
how they have... the
last Dalai Lama.
The Chinese New Year celebration, and how they're like making it mandatory for the New Year celebration that everybody... celebrates with like pork and alcohol and stuff like that because it's the year of the pig.
Year of the pig, yeah.
And there are Muslims in China that are protesting against it, and they're putting all the Muslims into internment camps.
Yeah,
in China, I think.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Nothing's being done. There's literally another Holocaust type situation going on, and nothing's happening.
It's
is it because it's Muslims? Maybe. Is it because it's China? Also, maybe? Is it because America really doesn't care about foreign politics as much as they used to?
There's also a facade.
We're owned by China, in a sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're very dependent on it in a lot of ways. I think the thing is, like, we want to seem like we're the police of the world, but not get involved in shit that we don't want to be involved in.
I think
it's very picky and choosy.
Well, I was going to say, a big part of it, too,
we can
that
easily govern them.
Right.
China? Oh, damn, that would be a lot of work.
That is a lot of work.
But, like, I think the two things that make me confident...
You'd have to have a couple shots of espresso for that.
But the number one thing is the amount of... like, how big the American military is compared to the rest of the world.
China has so much money on standing military. A million people in China's army, just in their standing army.
Yeah.
But I think when you look at
that's ridiculous.
Just like the hardware,
it's
even fair.
We spend so much like money in military.
I think, what is it? There's only
drone wars.
There's only like 23 aircraft carriers in the world, and 22 of them are like American carriers.
See, that's the thing is, like, even in World War II, it was like we were quantity over quality. Like, we just had so fucking many units.
They turned all the regular factories into military factories.
Yeah, and Americans would drop their weapons and use the
German weapons.
Yeah, because they were just better. It was the manufacturing was better. But we also just had fucking the numbers as well.
I think it's also, at this point, I think a lot of people are fetishizing the idea of a big war again.
Mm-hmm.
Because
they also don't realize that we're already in a fucking war.
It's been going on before we were born.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
Because they don't think of it as a war. That's the thing.
We're so desensitized, we don't see that. Like, 9/11 is the only thing that has ever happened to us. Ever.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Since the Revolutionary War.
I mean, Pearl Harbor, too, I guess.
But it's like in our lifetime, in this generation.
Oh, yeah, yeah. 9/11 is...
I did forget about Pearl Harbor, but yeah.
But even that was like most of us in our age.
Yeah.
I think before 9/11, it was Pearl Harbor was the big thing.
Yeah.
You know,
Yeah, and it's so weird to think that, that wasn't that long ago.
Like, that was before my grandma was born.
It wasn't that long ago.
My grandma is the oldest person in my family right now.
My grandpa was around during World War II, and it's crazy that that happened in my grandpa's lifetime. Yeah,
it's like Vietnam and all that shit. It's not, it was not that long ago.
No, my grandma remembers all of Vietnam, and then she also remembers, she tells me stories about Nixon resigning on national television.
Yeah.
And that was back when there were only a handful of channels. Mm-hmm. Every channel was the president of the United States quitting.
Yeah. That's like, probably that's what's
fucking insane.
If they find anything out about Trump, I think that'll probably happen. He'll probably like try to resign before.
Personally, I think if they were going to find anything, it would have been done by now.
It would have probably
because been there's done. There's already reports coming out that the Mueller probe is actually exposing more Democrats than it is Republicans.
Whoa!
As far as blackmailing and extortion and stuff.
Ooh, wait! Today,
Jeff Bezos, right?
Didn't Trump's lawyer, like, today or yesterday, get interviewed by Congress? That was today?
Yeah.
It was behind closed doors, I remember they were saying. So, Congress might have a bunch of information.
Yeah.
They could.
I think really it's coming down to the fact that, in my opinion, really, that the mainstream media
is pushing it so hard.
Didn't want Trump to win, and he did. And
now they're trying so hard to figure something out that's trying to find something.
I mean, when you have all the media conglomerates of America pushing against the president for the past over 2 years, and every month it's like, oh, Stormy Daniels, this story.
There's
this
always guy, something, but it's never about anything important. It's always something stupid, like to try and get him.
And they don't ever tell you what happened. Like, all I know about the Mueller report is the Mueller report. I don't know what he did or what he's accused of or what he's accusing Trump of. All I know is that everybody that hates Trump is up in arms about it, and they don't know why either.
Yeah.
You know, I have a...
You know, everything's fucking
of family members that are like, oh, I hate Trump. And it's like, why? Well, he's an asshole. Mm. Okay, well, what don't you like about his policies or this or this? And it's like, well, when I see him on TV, I just get pissed off. And it's like, okay, but so you hate him as a person. There's a difference between that. And
well, the other day that State of the Union was on, and my dad goes, I saw that Trump's approval rating is like 60-something percent. I was like, oh, really? So I looked it up, and that is not what his approval rating is.
Every single
It's actually 40-something
percent. Every single approval rating you see is different, though.
Yeah, but what that was the State of the Union approval rating.
Yeah.
And guess who watched the State of the fucking Union? The fucking Republicans.
Yeah.
They're the only ones who want to see him fucking speak. So, yeah, of course it's going to be the higher approval rating. What they do is they present it as the overall approval rating for his presidency. So they can say that, but they're not really lying because it is an approval rating. But they're not really being honest with you. So, like, a lot of that shit gets skewed.
If you surveyed, you know, what's your favorite fast food place, but you had the surveyors outside of a McDonald's.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like...
They're, like, holding a Big Mac.
Yeah.
Like, smiling and shit.
It's like, the whole thing just pisses me off. And really, not pisses me off, but it's just, it makes me think, I guess, is a better way to put it. And it's like, you know, when all those websites and news companies were like, yeah, there is a 99% chance that Hillary Clinton's going to win, and then Trump wins the election in a massive landslide.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and then you have, we talked about it once, where every single headline during the primaries, this is years ago, 2 years ago, whatever, was slandering Sanders and talking about how great Clinton was doing in all the primaries. Mm-hmm. And then you actually look at the polls.
Yeah.
And more people were pushing for him.
There's so much shit that you don't know what you can listen to, and that's why it's so hard to pick a side.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm just neutral. And
that's why no one should pick a side. It's like,
you know, Trump's in office. Look, I want him to do well because he's there.
Hillary and Trump. If anything, for the both of them, it would be more profitable for them and all the super elite to have Trump elected. So then for 4 years at least... You can then after that, then you can just blame everything on him.
Yeah, you can be like, oh, this is even these are all the things he did wrong.
Congress, I believe, was audited, and like they're like, yeah, we don't know where some odd trillions of dollars has gone, and it's just like, how do you, what, like,
yeah, And it just gets weird when both sides are so stubborn that, like, there's a government shutdown and shit. Like, that's when you know that there's shit's, it's gone too far. Like,
yeah. And the thing,
aren't that- we, like, the technology to be that we use? My dad, there was stuff where they could be in a plane, like, above the clouds, and they could have a camera zoom in on somebody's newspaper as they're circling around up in the clouds, and you could read the newspaper. And that's right. When my dad was in the Air Force back in, like, I don't know, 80s, the 70s, right? Or 70s, yeah.
80s, yeah.
And so, freaking, don't we have drones now that we could just, like, have one every, like, quarter mile or so up in the air, where then it's just kind of scanning over the border and then flying back, go to a charge station, and I mean, then you can
could
just,
you probably yeah. could, yeah, but it's a matter of,
and then it will just, like, oh, there's a person crossing the border, and then they'll just follow them.
You'd have to follow them, that's the thing.
It's a logistics thing,
because also that's one of the arguments, is like, what are you really going to do? Even if you have people guarding the border, you got one person every how many miles?
Yeah.
What are they really going to do if a group of people comes fucking running across?
And there was a whole thing about how there was some.
Oh, also the cost. Who knows how much? Well, there it
was
cost.
That was what why I was doesn't way? Trump just pay for it if he's a some odd billionaire?
Yeah,
he's a
multi-billionaire. Yeah. Well, I thought he said 5 billion bucks. I thought he but said there, Mexico was going to pay for it. Yeah. Well, there was he said it was going, like, to be easy.
There's the thing that I was reading about how then. You know they have records of how much the government spends on each department or whatever, and then, you know, in the 4 years that Obama was in office, they spent over $110 million or $110 billion on border security. And Trump's whole argument is, like, all I want is $5 billion to build the wall. Why not just build it and see how much money we can save on it? And
I mean, put look, that money that's, back in. It's not that much it's, money in the grand scheme of things when you think about.
Yeah.
I think the concept right now that what's so how weird
much
is it going
to help? But you're not going to know how much it helps.
We're making until after. The wars that they're fleeing from, though.
Like, that's all, true.
Yes.
That's true. The big thing.
But also, it's like, you gotta go, like you said, you kind of, you want to see if it works also. Yeah. But then it's like, if it doesn't
but
work,
it's
now
gonna
you've
fuck
built,
up a bunch of wildlife.
Yeah. Like, and if it doesn't wall. Work, you've built a fucking wall. What are you going to do now? There's also maintenance on the wall, right?
Yeah.
Let's so build exactly. a giant long hotel.
Let's build a giant rail
or
gun.
A city.
Just build a rail gun, yeah.
Yeah, it'll just be a giant long city that has a barrel on top that we can just
like fucking aim Final at Fantasy VII.
Just build rail yeah. guns around the entire country. That's all you need.
Around the planet, so then you can just send stuff to the other side of the planet.
And on a rail
transportation system.
It's just a whole crazy thing. And it's just like you can't even go online to discuss stuff like that, because there's always going to be somebody on the other side of your opinion, no matter what side you're on, that's going to actively seek you out and shut you down.
Because you're wrong no matter what.
Yeah.
It's weird, too.
And I've, go ahead.
It's weird, too, because, like, yeah, we got enough space for people and plenty of resources. We're the richest country in the world.
But it's also, like...
But think about Oswego. Like, if somebody... Like, there's no more room left. Everybody's kind of got a house around the area. If somebody just started living on your part of the land, like, that's going to be a problem. Like, it's yeah. what are we going to do once it gets to that point?
The thing is,
where
both,
everybody owns
both sides.
Because they do.
Already. Both sides agree there's got to be security. Like, there's got to be a border of some sort. I mean, there's a select few that want open borders, but I think the majority probably wants border control.
Really, the
I
only...
like the idea of open borders, but there are bad people out there, right. And like, yeah.
There's a reason people want to come here.
Process.
There's a reason people want to come here, and it sucks that because they were born in a different place, they get less privileges. They're yeah. not born into the same,
especially wars that we're creating, like in Guatemala
yeah.
and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, we're it's... paying the CIA or the CIA is paying countries to overthrow each other yes. and stuff,
and it sucks that they have to try and come here and. You know, it's the thing that you want them to have to do it legally. It's a tough thing to do because it's not an easy process, really. But there's so many that are, like, waiting to be legal immigrants, too.
Yeah.
So there's already yeah. a queue. So they're, like, waiting in fucking line for that shit. So if
mine,
they're running from something, they don't have time to wait. They got to fucking get over there.
Yeah.
And they're
starving.
Still going to they're
your
still
going
to find a way. If there's a fucking wall, they're still going to find a way.
Yeah.
Look, the fact that people could have, by the fucking thousands could escape from Cuba for fucking decades.
Yeah.
To make it here when we had stricter laws, well, there's people are going to find a way in.
Yeah, they're going to find a way. I think there's going to be less
of them. It became a fucking joke that you tell at the dinner table. Like, oh yeah, I met some Cubans at the supermarket. They came in on a raft. You know what I mean? Like, right. It became... That was a very lowbrow comment, yeah. But at the same time, it's like, what I'm talking about. Like, yeah. People would come in from Latin America on fucking shitty little boats because they had to get away, which mm-hmm. sucks.
And sure, we're all immigrants in a way.
But at the same time, I don't think that...
But it's not helping the country.
I was going to say, I don't think illegal...
Here's the thing, how it could help the country, though. They can't do their taxes... They right. can't do taxes. So all the jobs that they do work, yeah. like with fake names or whatever, they're just adding into the tax system. So then they don't even get their tax returns back.
Well, that's true. Employers need to be cracked down on as far as hiring illegal yes. immigrants.
Well, though. I was going to say...
Because if there's no job opportunity here for them, then they're not going to want to come here as much. Yeah. Because that's what they're coming here for, is to have a job and have a decent living. If they don't have that opportunity, then they're less likely to want to get in here. And so even with a wall, if they want to fucking come in, they're going to, but you're going to get significantly less, even if it's not a wall, even if it's just up to border security.
That's something that they were trying to pin on Trump, too, where he's hired a bunch of illegal immigrants and then gone through cases of giving them fake green cards and stuff like that.
Right.
So
yeah.
That could be something.
But my main argument is that it really makes my blood boil when you have shit going on in California, mostly, or any place that's really diehard blue, where their main priority is illegal immigrants. There was a senator that was speaking the other day at a press conference talking about how she wants to basically take a chunk of taxpayers' money to help put illegal immigrants to college, start a fund for them. But I don't have a problem with the anchor baby thing, because that's a thing that happens, you know, like you said, we're all, I would say most of the people in America, their ancestors came between, I would say at least a third of them were all Ellis Island sort of things, where just you had flocks and flocks of people coming in. But I would rather take care of the issues, use tax dollars fucking somehow to solve shit like homelessness or veterans that are unemployed or
roads. Right. There's more concerns than just illegal immigrants, but I think that's, you probably should take care of
that. I'd be
too.
More worried about the Canadian border, especially that's if another you're worried thing about Muslims.
Like, yeah.
There's a
another
lot
thing.
More Muslims in
yes,
Canada.
Yes, that's another thing that's weird is no one's campaigning for a wall around the Canadian border.
Yeah.
But, I mean, sure, there's probably less immigrants.
Did you see the thing about
border security?
Barely more people in Canada than in Florida.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Canada's actually... Canada's all on the border, though.
It's very empty in a lot of...
But I was going to say, there's a congresswoman in Michigan that was campaigning for ISIS members in America that were caught, doing ISIS shit, and she was campaigning for them to get...
You were doing ISIS shit? They're like, no.
They're like, hey, yo, you and ISIS? Yeah.
You look
okay.
like you're doing
And then
ISIS
you have,
shit.
You know, this... And I, you know, it may... It, whatever. I'm going to sound like whatever. But from what I've read is that she's, you know, she's a Muslim woman. Her family is from the Middle East. And all of a sudden you have this group of, the cell of ISIS members in Michigan... That is all, they're facing massive sentences. And she's out there tweeting and talking about how, don't give them life. Give them, give them a light sentence because they didn't realize what they were doing was wrong. They didn't realize that in America you can't be part of ISIS. And it's like, wait a minute, hang on.
Oh.
Why are you saying that? Why are you the only one saying that?
I'm saying this now, and
I'm very self-aware of how I'm coming across. But at the same time, it's like, if you're about to sympathize with ISIS members, then you shouldn't be allowed to have an opinion about politics. Like, get the fuck out, man. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry. My main thing with that I like about Trump is I'm very pro-America.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. Sorry that I like my country more than every other country in the world.
I don't think there's a problem with conservative, like being conservative, but I think there's a problem with the divisiveness between the sides is what the
I think there'd be a problem if I was completely against everything that Cass or Danny and I ever talk about, because you guys and I disagree with me on a lot of things, but we can sit down and have a discussion about it and understand where we're each coming
which
from.
Which is a thing that doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't, because a lot of people's communications nowadays comes online.
And honestly, what I've been arguing for so far is conservative, but I think I'm primarily, like, well, maybe not primarily, but I'm definitely left-leaning.
My problem is that I've had the same opinions my entire life, and now all of a sudden I'm an alt-right, you know, fucking...
Well, yeah, it's name-calling. That's what happens.
I'm an alt-right...
It's categorizing. Categorizing.
Even though I've been pushing, like, I know people that I grew up with that, you know, in high school, it's like, oh, yeah, you know, close borders, you know, America first, help out the veterans, help out the underprivileged American citizens.
I mean,
and now they're all of a sudden all the way out there, like, oh, you're from, you know, Guatemala? Here's a free college degree. But fuck this kid, because he was born here. He had a better chance than you did.
Yeah.
Since you get, you know, straight 70s.
You're privileged.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the... Dude, the word privilege fucking jerks me in a bad way. It jerks me backwards. Like, it makes me come out my ass.
The only thing I gotta say about that would be, if I was black, I wouldn't have been able to skate across America.
No, you would not have.
So, from that standpoint,
but you might have been able to, but you might have had a lot more fucking issues.
But at the same time, at the same
especially
time,
especially Midwest,
at the same time, as a white person, do you think if you were black, would you have been more scared skateboarding through predominantly black neighborhoods as a black guy?
That only happened a couple times, like when that's I was fair. Going through Buffalo in or Cleveland. Yeah,
right,
that's fair. That's the only black cities in America.
But everywhere else it was literally it was just all white people much.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a good point too. Yeah, if you were black you wouldn't be able to skateboard across America.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like,
black guys don't really skateboard.
Yeah, well, actually
I would have been doing a lot more like guerrilla camping, what I call it, where, like, damn it. That's what I called it. But.
Say that slowly. Repeat that to yourself slowly. If I was a black guy,
I would have been guerrilla camping. Is where you just camp out on the side of the road and then you just got to be gone before anybody notices.
Hashtag unintentional racism.
I didn't. That's what I called it all since before that's then. Really, I didn't mean it, guys. I'm sorry.
Oh, shit.
No, but it's nice that, like, we're all really good friends and we can have this discussion like that, you know? We're each in a different spot, and that's the thing that... And that's what makes me mad a lot about politics, too, and is that they don't want to listen. And the thing is, they all want the same thing. I'm sure the Democrats want America to succeed as much as
that's
the Republicans
what I mean.
Do. But they both want to do it in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of just campaigning and throwing fucking shit at each other,
there's
just
also a lot of people
in the middle. Yeah.
There's also a lot of people that are against the wall just because it's Donald Trump's idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
So that you gets know. Thrown
even
in
though
there
we've
too.
Had a wall there for a long time,
I mean, yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, over,
I mean, there is
sections.
Yeah, there's certain areas that are blocked off.
I don't want it for environmental reasons, because there's animals that move.
Good.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's a lot better ways to use.
We're technology now. Like, we just have drones flying over, and then, like,
we have a lot of technology now, but it's the matter
satellites.
Of, you'd have to calculate the cost in comparison to what the maintenance of a wall would be, you know. Also, the base cost of a wall is $5 million or so, 5.1 billion or something. Something he was saying. I don't know. It depends on how much he wants to do.
Yeah.
You know, he's not going to cover the whole fucking border. You know, the actual fucking entire thing.
That's what I thought the goal was.
I think he probably optimally is going to want that, but he's trying to.
If I was that rich, I'd just do it myself.
Do like a football field.
Yeah. Well, he's going to be like, well, you know, I'll only do this much, and then, like, he'll probably, like, yeah. Move over a little bit more. He's like, you know what, guys, keep working.
Yeah,
they ain't here. They ain't watching.
I don't know, man.
Let's
you
build
know,
a
you know
long.
What?
It's gonna be
thing
sick,
on the border
dude.
That would be like good for transportation. Kill two birds with one stone.
I can't wait until it's a tourist attraction.
Yeah, you know what, like a giant hotel, like the longest hotel ever.
Just make it one hotel, one Trump Tower,
like a sideways tower. You know what my big thing is, dude, and that I'm really sick of hearing and reading on the internet is these people that think that the NBA is going to be more popular than the NFL.
Why?
I don't understand it. It won't.
I think sports are dying.
Sports are weird, man.
Wrong, kiddo.
The NFL, or the NBA is weird, man. I haven't watched.
The NBA is a soap opera. Yes. You don't have to watch the games,
dude. I
don't watch the games, and you can't because
no. But I if I would have to watch the games to watch basketball. If I was gonna watch like anybody talking about basketball, it's not about what happened in the games.
No. When I listen to basketball on the radio, I just imagine a bunch of like announcers, and there's like this mice fight.
Gladiator mice.
And like, because you just hear their sneakers squeaking on the court.
Yeah,
that's and then it's just like, oh, he's going around the outside. And it's just like, imagine they're fencing and they stabbing each other.
They should just do a mouse fight and then commentate it like a basketball game. And no one would even know.
I don't think sports are dying. I think the sports that have been ingrained in American culture are slowly dwindling.
I think sports media is dying for sure.
Sports media is dying as fuck.
Maybe people actually go into the games. Now it's all everybody just stays home and watches it.
You'd be well, we were biased because we went to the Bills game, and Bills fans are fucking crazy. But we went to a Bills game that didn't really clear out until halfway through. But I was going to say, I think a lot of people that are growing up, and even myself personally, I would rather watch like professional video games than basketball or hockey. Like I'll watch professional Counter-Strike, professional.
It's definitely getting bigger.
Mostly Counter-Strike I'll watch because it's a video game that I play quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
the barrier to
entry, at least for a video game, is a lot easier to get to. Like if I wanted to get...
Right, because you can just buy the game and
play it in your bedroom.
Work your way up to that skill level.
And you can sit there and watch, pros. Like, I don't know a lot of them. Like Olaf Meister or Kenny S or Forrest or Guardian or...
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Or Freeburg. or, Jigs Casey.
Yeah.
Play Counter-Strike, and you can watch them play the game, and then you can play the game yourself and be like, okay, well, I want to be like this guy. And it's just an immediate, like, learning-as-you-go thing, whereas, when you want to play basketball...
You got to go buy a Spalding.
You have to buy cool shorts. You have to buy Adidas.
You have to get the Adidas with the stripes on the side.
They all do.
Yeah, the black ones with the white stripes.
Oh,
everybody used to wear those in high school.
I have a pair of those.
Yeah, everyone used to wear them.
Sambas. I only buy Sambas.
Oh, yeah?
Adidas Sambas. I haven't bought a different shoe in years.
Oh, that's how I have my shoes. I like their shoes. I've only bought...
In over 8 years, I've only bought Adidas Sambas.
I've had my... Yeah,
that's where I am with my shoes, too. It's got to be a dude thing.
Yeah. Yep. I've had my DVS for probably 8 years, I think.
Nike Air Monarchs. That's the only solid black.
I have a pair of Converse All-Stars, but I never wear them.
Nope. Dude, oh my God, those are the most uncomfortable shoe. But no, I was going to say, I think maybe not in... By the time we all accidentally have children, I think our children will grow up...
dead.
Right. They'll grow up dead.
Idolizing esports more than we did, because I think in our generation, at least for me personally, esports didn't really become big until I was already a diehard football fan.
I think they're modifying us for using drones.
Yeah, then we'll just be in VR and we can...
Drones for what?
You'd control like a drone with an Xbox controller, and now you can go and shoot people on the other side of the world. That's all they need
to do. It's what America's Army used to do, the video game. They used to train...
Who did we talk about that with? Was it Z?
Maybe.
It must have been
I forgot what game it was. I think I was here. It was like Battle Strike or something like that.
Yeah, there was a game where they used to...
America's Army was a free-to-play video game in the early 2000s that was actually used for...
Yeah.
There's still one that Gulf exists. War simulations. It's called Proving Grounds. It's still free.
Yeah, that's what it was, yeah.
And
it shows, like, actual Army footage and shows, like, there's, like...
And it's actual, like, the voices and shit in the
debriefings.
Imagine
being that guy that's filming a battle going on. Just to document it. You're not even a part of it.
I thought about that the other day, yeah.
They just have a guy filming.
He just
it.
Jumps well, it's out just of like, the truck just, and like is behind it, like trying to fucking get shots of
yeah.
it.
I mean, it's just like the dude that films the NFL games. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I was thinking the other day, like, I don't know, if like say Bernie Sanders got elected, I might join the military because that'd be like the opposite, like, you know, kind of like. Usually Democrats are against military. I could
totally see you just rope darting insurgents to death.
You just well, they're running out of people to do special forces and stuff like that.
Yeah,
well,
so, no one wants to do it. What the fuck like, did you?
And people are when you see getting people getting
captured by ISIS and shit.
Yeah,
the shit that happens to you then.
Yeah,
you don't want
to
be.
Yeah, I don't want to watch you get lit on fire in 4K HD. But the problem is if I nice. Was on 4chan and it was like, yo, this guy Cass Barney. Was locked in a cage and lit on fire, whoa. I would watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Twice. I'd save it.
Damn. Thanks.
Only because I care about you, and all I right. like watching that shit.
Let's whoa. Wrap this up.
Yeah, we're going to end it with me wanting to watch Cass burn to death.
Yeah, we'll end it with footage of Cass burning alive.
That's a pretty cool way to go, though, like those monks dudes.
Not literally cool.
No. No, but badass.
It's pretty hot, actually.
Those somebody was telling me how they knew somebody that like went to Washington D.C. and did that, like as a protest, like kind of recently.
Yeah,
and they were like, "Yeah, we can't like we understand why he did it, but we can't forgive him." You know, what? Like
is it a, what?
Like one of their friends committed suicide by burning themselves, and they're like upset
in Washington D.C.
Yeah, like at the government building or whatever.
Yeah.
And they were like mad that he did it. Like,
it's a cry yeah,
that's
for attention.
A, that's actually a really uncool thing to do.
Like, because imagine he didn't
how many
tell them.
Imagine how many children are there. Oh, you mean they were protesting as a group and he lit yeah. himself on fire?
Yeah.
That's metal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is metal.
That's some death clock shit, dude.
Yeah, death clock starts playing right immediately.
I don't support suicide, but that way.
Yeah, yeah. If you're gonna kill yourself, you better do it in government protest, you right. fucking hicks.
Yeah. On fire.
You really gotta think it through.
Damn.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me on tonight, guys. That was fun. I literally fun. Like, unless you guys messaged, I would have forgot because I just got home. I was just starting to relax and shit, and then you guys messaged. I was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Friday. I just did like a plus sign, right?
Yep.
I just did like
the peace thing. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Peace I wasn't going to forget because
of
sign. Yeah, the plus
two.
Sign.
Plus two.
Yeah, I wasn't going to forget because we haven't done one in a week almost. Well, actually more
it's
than
been
that.
It's been about 2.5 weeks before I started at the office. We took a break. Yeah. We put Zamaya's episode up last week.
So
was
we
that only
moving,
two parts? I thought we did three. Was it just two really long parts?
Yeah, they were long.
Like an hour and
like,
a half.
It was like 3 hours total.
I was going to say.
So are we just moving to weekends? Officially,
yeah. There's no way for me to be able to do this during the week because I don't get home until 5:30, and I have to be up by 7:30 every morning.
So we'll just do weekends.
And I can't drink if I mean during the week. So
yeah,
yep. I mean yeah, but
I'm gonna remember working, that.
Yeah, so that's why I had a 6-pack of spiked Arnold Palmers and 6 Labatt Blue Tall Boys.
Oh, by the way, shout out to Steve Lacerdo.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Steve Lacerdo doing our new intro
yeah.
for
oh, yeah.
free because cool. he's dope. We're going to have him on soon, hopefully.
Yeah. Let's try and get
him. We were talking about how our new goal for this year is to try and have as many new guests as possible. We're going to try and have Matt McCabe on, good friend of both of ours.
Oh, Danny
wants to be on.
Yeah, yeah, he said that.
No girls allowed. No, no, we'll have Danny on. Danny would be wicked awesome to have
we're
on.
Boys she wants only. To be the,
if you guys want to get political,
it'll be a total political thing, and it will be a very nice political thing because she's very easygoing and a lot more educated than I am personally, and offers a different approach, which is awesome.
That's it. Yeah.
So we're gonna try and have Danny on. We're gonna try and we're gonna have Steve Lacerdo, Matt McCabe, Jake wants to be on. The other Jake. Eventually.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I want to have Cody on soon again.
Yeah.
I don't ever want Jesse on again.
Shout out to Jesse.
I hope he's listening. No, we're gonna have Jesse on again. And there's a few other people that I honestly, whenever you or I post something on Facebook, I get about 3 or 4 messages within that week. I have probably 8 or 9 people that have messaged me that
you don't want to be on.
I don't want to say their name on air because there's not a definitive thing.
I mean, none of them are really definitive yet, but
I mean, we'll figure it out. The names I mentioned are people that I know you're on board with.
Yeah.
That you know. There's a few people that want to be on that you don't know.
Okay. Fair enough. So anyway, Steve Lacerto Productions on Facebook. He's on Instagram too, I think. So check him out on there because he does some cool shit.
He's a really cool guy, and it's amazing that he's been able to do what he does, and he has no fingers. Like, it's fucking phenomenal.
Oh, shit. I'm making a documentary of my trip this winter.
Oh, are you?
You already did a documentary on your trip. It's called the Clear Shots Podcast.
Yeah.
Cast Barney Parts 1-7, you fuck.
Yeah, damn. Shit, that was a lot of parts.
Yeah, well, we did 4, 5, 6, 7.
It was mostly me making lowbrow humor. Well, you try to be serious.
Yeah.
But it was good. Are you really doing a full documentary? Like,
he's going to take all the videos that I took before, and then I'm going to, like, do an interview style. And then...
Oh, shit.
Then we're going to, like, get some scenes of me skating around town here or around, like... He has a drone footage, Austin DeMott.
Oh, shit.
Shout out to Austin. Awesome dude.
I love the quality of his stuff, and gonna film me going down 104 with his drone, and then some like picture or moves of me going up a hill, down a hill, and just so that I could put those in between stuff, and then kind of have me talking
B-roll.
Over it, and
just some B-roll for
sure. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, so I'm almost about to pay that off, so that'll be cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Sweet. So, other than that, I don't know who else to expect. We're probably going to have Graham on again.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I mean, neither of us really like him that much, but we'll have him on.
Yeah, you had me. Now you got to
deal with him. Yeah, we got to balance it out. And the Berlins, they haven't been on in a while.
Do them too. Yeah, we'll get them in too.
Yeah.
We got a whole bunch of shit going on.
Yeah, we've already got kind of like a whole year plan already at this point.
Yeah, except for not at all.
Except no. Our scheduling is so fucked.
It'd be funny if you guys would somehow be able to like make it mobile. You just bring some microphones and then you go to a restaurant for a couple hours.
Yeah, we were thinking about doing that and getting sushi and shit.
Yeah.
The thing was like we would have to have like lapel mics or something maybe recorded on a phone.
Lapel mics are such a bitch.
I mean, I guess you could do it. It's just you got to get that shit. Probably not expensive. Lapel mics aren't.
They're probably like $25 a piece.
Quality would probably take a dip. Yeah, but
the problem would be is
you'd have to have a laptop maybe, and then just kind of pass a mic around or something.
You
or?
Could. I mean, it's all a pain in the ass really to do it mobile, but it's possible.
Yeah.
There's cool. Also you can just do it on your phone if you want.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think the big goal this year is merchandise.
Ooh.
That's the goal. I'm saving it.
Merch is possible. It's a little expensive because you got to buy them in. You know, bulk. X amount of money or X amount of shirts or whatever, you know.
I've got quite a bit of money saved up right now. And, you know, a lot of the money that I'm making at my dad's office, you know, is most of it's going in the bank. So
cool.
Because I really don't need that much money to survive. I maybe need.
Yeah. That's what I'm looking forward to about my new job. I'm going to be making as much in a week than I was in a month. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. You know,
so, I mean, that helps a little bit.
And then if I get. I can't say the name of the place yet, but I applied to a new job, and if I get this job that I'm applying to, it's going to be about mid-20s.
The government?
Yeah.
I applied for the government.
It is a government job, but it's going to be in the, you know, mid to late, mid to high 20s.
Late 20s. Yeah.
It's going to be at least, it's going to be the mid to late $20 per hour. So I won't find out if I get hired there until after tax season. But if that comes through, then...
Then you'll be Donnie's bodyguard. Old Trump's bodyguard.
You're damn right. No, nah.
You gotta take bullets for him and shit.
I'll apply a spray tan and...
Yeah.
Tie his fucking stupid long-ass tie. That really actually pisses me off, dude.
His tie's too long. It pisses me off.
It really does. The tie I wore today was too long, and all I could feel, I was like, God, fuck, how does he do
this? What
are
ties for?
Just to... accentuate. It's an accent.
Hide the buttons.
It's an accent.
We don't want to see buttons.
Well, yeah, I guess that's part of it. I didn't really think about that. No. I think it's an accent.
Have an arrow pointing at my dick.
Kind of.
Yeah, it is.
Like, nah. Keep looking.
You ever wear ties?
Down here? A lot when I was in private school, yeah. When I went to Southwest Christian School.
So you probably
school.
Just hate them anyway.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, I love dressing up, dude. I feel like such a fucking man. I am so full of testosterone when I'm dressed up. It's fucked up.
I feel humiliated
when I'm dressed up. I feel like it takes me too long to pee. You know what I mean?
If I'm not wearing this every single day, I'm freaking out.
I'm going to freak out.
I got to wear the Godzilla.
Yeah.
Godzilla.
Got to wear my Gojira hoodie. Got to wear a black shirt.
Is, you know, it's good to finally have an episode. It's been a bit. So stay tuned. We have a lot of shit planned for 2019. And
semi-planned. Yeah.
Semi-planned. We have a lot of thoughts in the bubble.
Yep. So that's it, I guess.
See ya.
We'll see ya next time.
Bye, guys.
ClearShotsPodcast.com is where you'll find links to everything we do. You can check us out on Twitter at ClearShotsPod. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and check us out on Periscope for live videos. If you have anything you want to ask us, send us an email at ClearShotsPodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. We will see you next time.